This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
Tonight, growing turbulence over security screenings.
Some have dubbed it the freedom grope. Others call it gate rape.
Across the country, plenty of airline passengers have had it with full body scanners and pat downs.
Talking about National Opt-Out Day, an online campaign encouraging flyers to tie up TSA agents by opting for a pat down instead of the machine.
Airport authorities are urging travelers to keep their cool and to follow the rules. Our Scott Yunt is live at Boston's.
The Thanksgiving travel rush has begun. And the question today is whether huge numbers of passengers at Logan Airport will decline to be screened by body image scanners. Those new security devices have caused quite a controversy. Some people claim they're an invasion of privacy, but the TSA insists they're a necessary safety measure. Opting out of the new scanners could cause significant delays at airports this holiday travel season. So here to tell us what's actually going on at Logan Airport is WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov, who was at Logan earlier today. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Sasha.
So as we heard from those news headlines, freedom grope and gate rape, there's been a lot of hype about this for days now. And now we're here. We're in the middle of it. So what, in your view, did the travel situation look like at Logan this morning?
It looked nothing like those headlines we just heard. There are no major problems. Everything's running well, and I saw many terminals, B, C, no lines. No lines at security, and that's something you don't often see. Or if there was a line, it was moving very, very quickly.
So that's totally unexpected. I mean,
It was unexpected to me because I've been hearing the hype, too, but I saw almost in one area more media trying to cover the story than there were passengers trying to get through security.
Any explanation for that?
I think that it's just the hype, hasn't played out in reality. Not to say that people aren't concerned about it, but it's certainly not making an impact today at Logan Airport.
And what did you hear from any passengers you may have talked to?
Well, they say that they left a lot of extra time because they were worried about it, no doubt. I spoke with Richard Ginsburg of Newton, who was traveling with his family to Baltimore, and here's what he said.
Well, we heard about the protests, and so we were concerned that maybe we would be delayed, particularly with young kids. So we wanted to get here a little early in advance, but it seems like we had a pretty smooth sailing and there's no protests, so we're feeling relieved that we have too much time on our hands.
So people are showing up really early, and maybe that's helping explain why the security lines are in such great shape, even if you sit around a lot more.
That's right.
Now, he referred to the protests, and he's talking, of course, about this opt-out movement. Today is the pseudo-holiday, National Opt-Out Day. The idea being that hordes of people would choose a pat-down instead of a body scanner, and many travelers were worried that that could cause delays. But did you see any people or any people opting out?
None that I spoke to and none that I saw. And Logan Airport spokesman says there's certainly not a grand movement. There may have been one or two here or there, but there was no systematic movement underway that was holding up travel today. I did speak with many people who had concerns about it. One woman who was worried about the small amounts of radiation that you're exposed to when you're in the body scanner, but even she wasn't planning to opt out of the scanners. She was more concerned about the delays.
I was expecting it to be much worse. I was expecting it to be much more crowded. Our flight isn't until 12:30.
You have more than an hour.
Yes, that's true.
That's unusual.
Yes, yep. We've had bad experiences here sometimes.
So, Monica, can you tell us whether the actual screening process has changed at all? I mean, is it still the usual? Or?
Well, that's what surprised me about this, really, because I haven't seen this in action. And, you have these new scanners. They're scanning every cavity in your body. But you still have to take off your shoes, your watch, your belt buckle, all the change in your pocket and anything else metallic you may have on your body to go through the scanner. So it's even though it's not a metal detector, you still have to go through all those procedures before you enter the scanner with your hands up, and if you don't get a clear reading, then you will get the pat down.
You know, Monica, even though you seem to have found not many people who seem fazed by this, they're kind of nonchalant about the scanners, I know a lot of people who are very mad. I mean, they feel very indignant. So why don't you think that was reflected today at Logan based on what you saw and who you talked to?
I think there's no doubt people are angry about it. They just might not be traveling today. I mean, it's a huge travel day, but let's face it, a lot of people drive to their Thanksgivings.
So maybe they're mad. They're just not at the airport.
They're just not at the airport right now.
Monica Brady-Myrov, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Monica is a WBUR reporter, and she was at Logan Airport today checking out the security screening situation. Thanks for that.